We have a long and noble tradition, certainly in primary education, of making things, of craft skills, of art, of creativity in the classroom. I'd hope that we can build on that. By and large, teachers feel very comfortable teaching things that they know, which is why you get art and craft and so on, and why when you move into a digital domain, the stuff which many teachers feel most comfortable with is word processing documents and producing presentation slides, because that's what many teachers do day in, day out. To move into a new domain, to move beyond that level of digital creativity, it is still digital creativity, means teachers becoming more comfortable with working in a wider range of media, with working in animation, with working in graphics, with working in video. And to move beyond that means teachers becoming more and more comfortable with working in code and working in programming languages. These things are not beyond the teaching profession, but for an older generation of teachers, it's stuff which they're kind of less familiar with. For the new generation of teachers, I'm actually feeling really, really optimistic. I may be looking at things through Roehampton's rose-tinted spectacles, but you know, we do the audit when our trainees get to us. You know, what do you feel confident in? Where are the gaps in your skills? And yeah, many of them haven't made digital video before. Many of them have never programmed, or if they have, it was one of those lovely Roma floor turtles. Do you remember those? Nevertheless, they are, if you'll allow me to use the term, and there are plenty of people in the room who won't let me use the term, digital natives. They've grown up since the web was around, and they have that sense of confidence and curiosity when it comes to new technology, that they're willing to learn new skills. And I think that will serve them well when it comes to getting out into schools, that confidence of, okay, I'll have a go with something new, and more importantly, I'll let my pupils have a go at something new. So on the whole, yeah, I'm optimistic. We'll be able to move into new realms of digital creativity with a new generation of children. So, have I answered your question?
Perfectly answered, as always. Yeah. Have you come across great examples of digital making activities within formal education to date?
Yeah, you're seeing a lot of it. So, I mean, my area of greatest expertise, I suppose, is the primary sector. And look at the way that the profession have taken to blogging, that you have children day in, day out, writing stuff for a global audience. You know, when I was a lad, you know, there were only two or three people who ever read the stuff that I wrote when I was at primary school. Well, with the stuff I was writing, that's perhaps not surprising. These days, you've got a global audience of 2 billion people for the things which children are writing in primary schools. There are better examples than that, though. Look at the way that you have children creating digital media. The Manchester University computer animation competition, some gorgeous work going in there, and it's not just the take a photograph, move it on, stop motion stuff. It's scripted animation written in languages like Scratch. I forget the number, I ought to have checked, but 3 million projects up there on the Scratch website, not all of which created in school, but plenty of it now created in school. That teachers are seeing this need to move to more coding, more computer science, more programming on the curriculum, and Scratch is the toolkit which so many of them are choosing to use to make that happen.